Good morning and welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, November 5th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the director of the new A&M Commerce musical, Kiss Me Kate, Joe Reynolds. Birthdays, Roy Rogers, born on this day in 1911.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Paul Simon's boyhood friend and musical partner Art Garfunkel is 72 today. A happy 36th wedding anniversary today to former President and First Lady George W. and Laura Bush. On this day in history, in 1862, President Lincoln makes the fateful decision to remove General George McClellan as commander of the Union Army. On November 5th, 1968, Richard Nixon is elected as the 37th President of the United States in one of the closest elections in history. NBC's John Chancellor announced the results the following morning.
Well, I think it's 16 hours and 4 minutes since we started this tallying here, but now we find that Richard Milhouse Nixon, 55 years old, of New York, is going to be the 37th president of the United States.
On this day in 1994, George Foreman becomes the oldest heavyweight boxing champ in history at the advanced age of 45.
Oh, what a shot! Oh, my goodness! Oh, the left and then the right to the point of the chin. He's not going to make it! And George Foreman, good grief, goes down in supplication. The impossible dream, they said it was, and George Foreman has done the impossible.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1978, Eddie Kendricks, formerly of the Temptations, and Keep On Truckin'. On the KETR events calendar, the Northeast Hunt County Retired Teachers' next meeting is Tuesday, November 12th, and they'll host Gwen and Mike Snyder, owners of Savannah's Meadow Lavender and Herb Farm. The event begins at 10 a.m. in the Family Life Center at the First United Methodist Church of Commerce on Highway 50. Gwen and Mike Snyder also run a bed and breakfast in a treehouse at their farm near Celeste. All visitors are welcome to the program. The Northeast Hunt County Retired Teachers meet at 10 a.m. Tuesday, November 12th at the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Joe Reynolds of the A&M Commerce Theater faculty, and we're talking about Kiss Me Kate, which is the new musical being presented starting tonight and continuing through Sunday afternoon in the Performing Arts Center at the University. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Good. You're most welcome. And this is the first time we've had a big full-scale musical here in quite some time, isn't it?
That's what I've been told. It's at least the co-production between the music department and the theater department. It's been over 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Did we know each other, or did we have to introduce ourselves, or what?
You know, I don't know why it's taken so long to do another one. It is a big effort. I know that's part of it. It's a huge effort to do a co-production between departments, and a musical requires a lot of people. This show, we have probably about 70 people from working on the show, from the crew to the cast. Cast is almost 30 people. The orchestra. And we've had professional orchestras with students, you know, so that's about 20 right there. The conductor, the piano player, the vocal coach, set designer, costumer, lights, crew, the backstage crew running a huge show like this. So, yeah, it's about 70 people.
What percentage would you say of the cast are music students versus theater students?
I think it's probably about 80% in the music department right
really?
Now. Yeah. This is a strong show for vocals. You know, it's Cole Porter. It's music from the 1940s. And it requires a strong music background. And the department, the theater department right now has a lot of strong actors and good singers. And the music department has a lot of great singers. Mm. So we used mostly the singers from the music department. We have about 20 of the percent probably is about theater department.
Now, Kiss Me, Kate is certainly a brand name that is familiar to many people. It's closely related to Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah, that's right. It's a play within a play, a musical within a musical. So you have the producer of the show is Frederick C. Graham, who is loosely based on a famous actor, Alfred Lunt, and his wife, Lynn Fontaine. So the Lunts were this famous couple, this acting couple in the 40s, and they used to fight all the time backstage. They would do plays together all the time, and their fights would carry over onto the stage in the performance. So the book, which is by Sam and Bella Spaywack, I'm not sure how you pronounce the name, and Cole Porter wrote the music and the lyrics. But the story goes is that Sam was like working on a show with these famous acting couple, and they were fighting all the time. And he thought, what a great idea for a musical. So he brought it to Cole Porter. And then they collaborated with this musical within a musical based on Taming of the Shrew, and it's called it's called Kiss Me, Kate. Their musical within a musical is also called Kiss Me, Kate.
Now, you were telling me that this is not your first musical. In fact, you've had some national major experience with musicals.
As a crew member, I did the company management for Cinderella with Phyllis Diller, and that was a blast. And we did it in Dallas, and we toured all over the states. And she was a joy to work with, and I used to drive her around after the show, and she would not want to be recognized, so she would leave the theater, she'd take her wig off, and she'd have a wig cap with her little pin curls.
She was not vain, was she?
No, she would just smear off half of her makeup and leave the other half on, and I would drive her to the grocery store, and she'd go shopping, and I would, just wait for her until she finished it late at night.
My impression of her was she just had to be a great person to be around.
Fantastic. Really amazing. Just hilarious and loving and just a really great spirit.
This is a very colorful show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's a love story. The sets and costumes are really bright, really colorful. The costumes are amazing. The faculty member, Kelly Schweitzer, designed the costumes, and they look great. Yeah.
So we're coming right down to the last minute here, and I'm guessing that you have a little bit of nerves.
Oh, yeah. We open in just a few hours. So, I'm very nervous about it. It's hard to put on a show with 3 hours rehearsal at night. You need, this show, it would be great if we had 8 hours a day to rehearse for about 6 weeks. But the students are involved, and we have schedules. So we only have about 3 hours a night to rehearse. And it's a short amount of time, really, for a big show like this. The show itself is 2 hours and 40 minutes. So to stop and start, you can't really do it in one sitting, So you have to break it up into chunks and rehearse it in little sections all the time. It's hard to get a run through in.
What about tickets?
Tickets are, I don't know the cost. I know they're not that expensive, but you can get them through the box office at the Playhouse box office. I have the phone number here. Should I give it out?
Yes, please.
All right.
If you don't, I will.
903-886-5900. 903-886-5900. And we're tonight at 8 and all week until at 8 o'clock. And on Sunday, there's a matinee at 3.
At 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, great. Joe Reynolds with the A&M Commerce Theater faculty. Kiss Me, Kate, opening tonight in the Performing Arts Center. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.